Hello, and welcome to The Good Night Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It is Wednesday, August 12th, around 12 a.m., Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. As always, I'm joined by my producer and my friend, Mr. Noah Eberhart. Noah, welcome to the show and good night to you.
Good night to you, Daniel.
So we've made it to the middle of this week. I tell you, man, yes. Like we said, the days go slow, the weeks go fast.
They really do.
But let's get to the most important thing about today. My apologies to our guest. It's your birthday, dude.
It is my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday. We're born a week apart.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm born, Rory and I are one day apart. You and I are 1 week apart. I'm sure there's somebody very cool that I am 1 month apart from. But happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Do you have any plans for later on today?
Oh, nothing crazy. Maybe just try to find some good food to eat tonight.
Oh, man. When you said find, I thought you were going to say you were going on a scavenger hunt.
Oh.
They're easy to do if you create them.
Yeah, but then I know where everything's hidden.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. They're so easy, dude. If you do it, it's so easy. Wait, so you just want some good food?
Just want some good food. Maybe I'll hit up some friends and do a little video chat, something like that, but nothing too crazy.
You know, something I realized, so my birthday, obviously, as we just said, was last week, and I've never been a, like, it's my birthday week kind of guy or month or any of that, but the current situation we're all living in kind of forces that, because you can't do anything in a group. So I've had, like, various very social distance, like, happy birthday hellos or a drink or swing by and you know, pick up a gift. You know, I'm blessed to have some people who wanted to help me celebrate my birthday. So it does end up extending it to me to, like, oh, this is kind of like taking up the week, because we just can't do everybody all at once together. So
totally.
Okay, so for food, though, you're gonna make food, or you're gonna get food to go, or you're gonna outside eat?
No, I'm not going to outside eat. I'm going to probably either pick something up or have something delivered. Just something, you know, something a little nicer than what I might usually
maybe
eat.
Go on one of those picnics that we talked about.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Eat outside.
Okay. Yeah. What like, are you a Bledsoe's guy? Bledsoe's? What do you want if you're getting to go?
Yeah, Bledsoe's would be on the list. I might actually... maybe some, like, really good, like, Szechuan food out in the San Gabriel Valley. Some of the, you know, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But I do love Bledsoe's, and it's very close to me. So that would be super easy as well.
Nice. Well, I hope you have a great day today. You deserve it.
Thank you.
I think you're a top shelf person.
Oh.
So reach up to that top shelf, make yourself a weird peanut butter whiskey drink.
I'm still working my way through that.
I believe you. And I think you will. Hey, if you want to become a part of the show, if you want to wish Noah a happy birthday, or you want to send in your positive stories, sex and relationship advice, questions, or recommendations for things to read, watch, or be entertained by, all you have to do is text me or leave me a voicemail by hitting up 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Don't forget, I'm on Cameo. If you want me to send a message to somebody you love, words of encouragement, tell somebody you're moving out, encourage someone to clean up the house, I'm happy to do it. Also, we have the game night show. The camp night has already happened, but you can still be a part of the standard game night with a meet and greet. Those are a lot of fun. You could even be in the audience if you want. All the details over at danielvankirk.com. And we're doing that on the 22nd of August. On the 29th, we're doing bingo night. Yeah, there's going to be real prizes. We're even going to raise some money for charity. It's going to be a lot of fun. There are tickets. There are VIP tickets. That is all happening on the 29th at 7 p.m. Rochelle, Illinois time. That's 5 o'clock Pacific. So if you want to hang out, laugh a little bit, have a good time, and actually maybe win some stuff, you can play bingo with me and a whole bunch of other friendly people. Just go to danielvankirk.com and you'll be able to figure out exactly how to request tickets for those hangs, because it's not a show. Also, this Saturday is the live Dumb People Town. There's not tickets. I'm hesitant to say, like, don't even look, because we've sold out 3 times and they keep letting more people in. So maybe they'll keep doing that. I don't know. But if you want to hang out with me and Jim Gaffigan and the Sklar Brothers for a live Dumb People Town, you can do it at Nowhere Comedy Club. Just get your tickets at danielvankirk.com. Okay. So It is Wednesday. We tend to switch it around. Sometimes we've talked tech. Other times we've talked weird news. We also do our back page edition on some Wednesdays. We do even mysteries on some Wednesdays. If you love those, you can always get them through the Patreon. But we also occasionally will do an interview. And that's what we are doing today. My guest is Mr. Stuart Thompson. He has a great show / podcast that I was a guest on. So you can check that out. It's The Late Night Show. You can also follow that on Twitter and Instagram at The Late Night Show. And I love a good bio because Stuart says his easygoing stage presence is a clever ruse. We'll figure that out. Plus, we'll talk about some stuff we were talking about off mic. But please welcome to the show, Mr. Stuart Thompson. How are you, my man?
I'm doing pretty well. It's nice to see you, Dan.
Dude, happy birthday, Noah. Too. I haven't seen you since way back when all the craziness started. I think I did your show in like April, early May.
Yeah. It was at least a couple months ago, and we had a great time talking to you. And it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm going to Byron Allen you. Now you were telling me, you were telling me that your girlfriend's trying to lose weight, and you got a little bit of a competition going on. Why don't you tell us what that's all about?
Well, I think it started when...
Hold on real quick. Don't you feel bad for people who don't know what Byron Allen is? First of all, you're not American, right? Everybody knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. First of all, those are new immigrants, and that was not on the citizenship test. And
but like comic to comic,
yeah,
it's such a Byron Allen shorthand. Like when you are like talking to somebody about their dog, and then you turn to somebody else. Now, you love space travel.
Yeah. Yeah. You should... It's one of those things that it's been so ubiquitous for us,
right,
as entertainers. And it's just one of those things like, you don't know, right, Byron Allen?
Right. You don't know weird non sequiturs to pimp someone else into talking about something you already know about?
Yeah. Just he knew how, he watched someone like Magic Johnson. Is like, I'm going to do that, but for comedy. I'm going to just set people up, just toss up the rock so someone else can, you know, tip it in the net.
For sure. But you were really telling me your girlfriend is trying to get like ripped during this time of all of us shutting down other parts of our lives.
Yeah. So she wanted to get back into training martial arts. She did that before, you know, she was competing in martial arts for a long time before we were even together. And she got an injury in her lower back that kind of gave her the impression that she wasn't going to be able to do this ever again.
Right.
And she kind of felt like she lost a part of herself. And then recently she started to try to find a way to do at least some of the, you know, martial arts workouts. You know, she can't really kick the way she used to. You know, women have this ability to get this really great torque with, you know, more so than men do. It's just biologically they can do it.
It's them hips, baby.
It's them hips. And so she doesn't do the kicking as much, but she does a lot of the upper body stuff. And she has the time.
Yeah.
And she decided she wants to get buffer than me. And she routinely brags about it. And I tell her, it's like, you know, we're talking on teleconference. You can see these shoulders. Not a big feat for her to do. but
how frustrating would it be if you started now and then surpassed her?
Yeah. And, you know, she keeps encouraging me because she's like, you know what, if you do this, right, you might look a little sexier. And I'm like, okay.
Do you work out?
I mean, I do, but like I do a lot of slow hike. I do like a lot of, I've done a lot of walking lately, but I also ride my bike around the valley.
What's the farthest you've gone on your bike?
84 miles.
No.
It wasn't recently. It was...
I was hoping you were saying it wasn't on purpose.
No, no.
I was running, in a scavenger hunt that I created myself. I thought it would be a lot easier.
Yeah, I really did not take the itinerary into account when I
What was it for? What were you doing?
So my fraternity in college would do this charity bike ride from Berkeley to Santa Monica in 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to the AIDS life cycle, but they would just pick their own charity. And they invited alumni, after I'd already graduated, to join them on the first day, which was from Berkeley to Watsonville, which is kind of on the way to Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. And I biked the whole way, and it was about 84 miles.
Did you train?
Yeah, I did. I would do the bike at the gym, and I would ride around LA. Yeah. I do enjoy riding around LA. People get very fearful about riding their bike, and I tell them riding on the sidewalk is more dangerous than riding in the street.
It's true. Did you know they also did a study that bike riders without helmets report fewer injuries than bike riders with helmets, because people see someone without a helmet, they give them a wider berth and are more conscious of them riding their bike than they do. Like, it's how other cars treat them. Now, you should always wear a helmet, but
yeah, I'm not taking that chance.
No, you shouldn't, because the it's like saying, like, well, there's more car accidents than there are plane crashes. Like, true. How many people are like, go, how many people get out of the plane to go look at the front of it to see how bad the damage was?
It's okay. We don't need to call the insurance.
So you might only get in one plane accident, but that's the only one you need. You could get in 50 car wrecks and be okay.
Yeah.
And have it count as an accident. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, you don't want to, the 20 you get in with a helmet is better than the one you get in without.
Certainly. Certainly.
Right. So you're saying as long as you pay attention to the idiots, it's not as bad as people think.
Yeah, I also ride at night a lot these days because my nights aren't being taken up by stand up. So right. And it's also been really hot during the day most of the last couple months. Mm-hmm. The last few days have been pretty excellent. I love the fog. I'm a San Francisco guy, so like I see fog as like a security blanket.
Sure, yeah.
And I really appreciate this sort of, you know, summer gloom. But mm-hmm. when it's been really hot, it's like I don't want to do anything, let alone ride my bike. So I go at night, and I got lights, and I bike through Glendale, and I bike through Burbank, wow. and you know the valley. And aside from the occasional like street race that pops up,
sure, I know that's been a big thing in LA lately.
Yeah, people are just like, well, I'm tired. I've seen all the Fast and Furious movies. Right, now I'm going to go live one.
Yep, exactly. Have you ever done the PCH?
Yeah, well, that's how we would finish when we would do the charity bike ride.
Okay, I didn't know if just around here you were like, I'm gonna.
Not recently. Okay. I loved that finishing, you know, 20 miles or so when we started to get into the Malibu area, because for one, we knew we were almost done.
Sure.
And we were going to eat at Barney's Beanery.
Yeah.
And so that was a treat.
Right.
And then you fly by all these people in their parked cars. You hope no one opens their door mm-hmm. too wide. And it's, you see the ocean, there's the breeze. And I used to, when I lived in Koreatown, I would ride from K-Town to Venice and back if I had a couple hours, and I could do it in like two and a half hours, but I'd get like 25 miles in.
Wow. That's great.
It's amazing.
Man. Yeah.
And I can do it by myself. I don't have to do it with anybody.
And it's always good to have that time too, where it's like, I can't look at my phone. I can't do it. All I'm doing right now is just processing, experiencing, and thinking. That's it.
Yeah. It's very meditative.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I want to take a quick little break. When we come back, I want to talk about, we can talk a little bit about the podcast if we want to do that, but I really want to talk about your album, Dandy Man. We'll get into that right after this. Hey, Good Night Gang member. I know that's like the nicest, friendliest gang I think we can be in, hopefully, or at least the one you would enjoy the most. Well, I want to tell you about something else you might enjoy. I am now on Cameo. Yeah, I did it. And why did I do it? Because I like being able to send direct messages, video messages to people who enjoy what I do. So if you have someone in your life that you want to send a birthday wish to, because hopefully they're a fan of mine, that'd be crazy if you have me do one for your aunt and she doesn't even know me, but that's also totally fine. I'll do it. Or you just need me to tell someone in your life to help clean up this house. I'll do that too. Or maybe you just want some encouragement yourself, being like, hey, Dan, this is something I'm dealing with right now. Would love to get your thoughts. And if you can help cheer me up or think about it in a different way, I would love to have a video of that. Well, now you can. All you have to do is go to Cameo, search for me, Daniel Van Kirk, or I have like a link tree, which is in my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile, as well as it's probably up at danielvankirk.com. You can find my Cameo there, is what I'm trying to say. I will get the message to you right away. I don't think I've taken more than 24 hours for any of the ones that I've already done. It's also a really cool way for me to meet more of you. So let me know what you would like me to make a video about. Maybe tell me where you are or where the person that I'm sending this to, where they are. Any information you can give me is just going to make it all that much more fun. And it doesn't have to be something just like a birthday or an anniversary. Anything at all that you think it would be cool to have me make a message to you or to somebody you care about, or maybe somebody you don't. Like, I'll let your boyfriend know, like, hey, I'm afraid it's not working out and you need to start focusing on these few things to make him or her happy. Or them. If you're in a throuple, I'll talk to both of them. Just let me know. Just go to cameo.com and Yeah, hit me up. All right. Lost Capital Foods creates fermented hot sauces and mustard in small batches from as much Minnesota source produce as possible. Their chef and CEO accepted the challenge to create tasty condiments with low sodium content. Not only does fermentation bump up the flavor, it also packs the sauces with healthy probiotic bacteria to keep your gut happy while you enhance your quarantine cuisine. Shipping is available nationwide from Lost Capital Foods. Find them on Instagram or go for broke and visit lostcapitalfoods.com and check out their online store today. And that ad that you just heard was submitted by one of our listeners just like you. So if you want to help somebody out, you can help out a member of the Good Night Gang and get some great food flavoring as well. Also, to get 20% off the entire order during the month of August, use the code GOODNIGHT at checkout. I'm going to tell you that for two reasons. One, you get 20% off. Two, it lets someone know that, hey, the Good Night Gang members help each other out and they want some good things in their life, like a little bit of flavor. So one more time, to get 20% off the entire order during the month of August, use the code GOODNIGHT at checkout when you go to lostcapitalfoods.com. All right, we are back. As promised, I want to dig in. Tell everybody about your album coming out. It's called Dandy Man, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And where did you record it and where can people get it? Let's plug this thing.
Beautiful. Thank you. It is, I recorded it in San Francisco at an independent venue called The Setup.
Dude, I love The Setup. That is a great room.
It was what I envisioned when I envisioned recording it.
Oh, yeah. And it also feels like one of those rooms you could do a follow shot of. Like if you were to do a special there and someone followed you from the outside, just coming straight in, walking into down those steps into that little room and then up on this like basically like box of a stage.
Yes. It feels just very much like a stage in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. I ran my hour there a few times before we recorded. And it's a great place to be able to just drop into. It does feel very New York. Very New York.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the appeal to me. The appeal is how San Francisco it is. Mm-hmm. And I would have loved to have done a follow shot like that because I remember parking a block over and just like walking through, you know, the tent city that has developed.
That's the Tenderloin, right?
Yeah, it's in the Tenderloin, which is the roughest part of San Francisco next to maybe like the Bayview or Hunters Point.
I walked there from like, I don't know, probably like a 20-minute walk. And I had at least two people be like, where are you going?
They're like, it's the San Francisco way of saying you ain't from around here, are you?
Right. And also when I did Clusterfest, I walked through there to get to it. Okay, so you recorded it there?
Yes, I did. And it was a beautiful experience. I had recorded an album before that I didn't end up releasing because I didn't like the way it came out as a final product, and so I really put a lot of thought into it. And I feel like this album is a really great introduction to who I am because this is my first comedy album to release to the public.
That's awesome. Who'd you do it through?
I did it through my friend started an independent label called Radland Records. Great. His name's Kyle Clark. I don't know if you know him, but he's been trying to set this foundation up to allow people who maybe aren't getting that kind of love from the industry in sort of getting that fast track or that streamline to the public,
right?
Just, you know, kind of lowering the barriers to entry to getting those albums put out. So yeah, if people want to look up more about it, it's at Radland Records on Radland all the Records. Socials.
Okay, so this album, is it? And it's, did you carry any stuff over from the one that you didn't release? Like, how long were you putting this hour together?
I mean, this is you could argue it's a sum of the first 11 years of me doing comedy.
Yeah, but, and as it should be. I mean, that's how I feel about Thanks, Diane.
Yeah, I mean, we're the sum of our experiences in many ways. And so I put it together. The one that didn't go through, I recorded in 2017. So there's definitely some stuff that I discarded and there's definitely new experiences that I had, you know, for example, talking about being in a skiing accident last year and, you know, just talking about, you know, where I am as a now 30-year-old. So it's a great introduction. People get to know about my family, my relationships, and they get to know, you know, just how I see the world.
Yeah. Okay. So it came out on July 24th. So it's been out just for a couple of weeks.
Couple weeks. Yeah.
Where can people get it?
They can get it anywhere they get their albums.
Okay.
It's, awesome. You know, so the main places are like Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, Tidal, YouTube, all that stuff. But they can, if they message you and you forward to me that they can't find it where they get their albums,
we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to tell people as well, and then I want to talk about your podcast for the last bit of the time we had together. But I want to tell people as well. So this is how it works. You know who cares the most about what you think? Yes, comics do. But clubs and people who put out comedy care what you think. So if you're listening to this and you love Stewart's album, which you will, it's Dandy Man. You can find it anywhere you listen to music. Feel free. Be very liberal with hitting up your local comedy club on Twitter or Instagram, especially when they say stuff like, who would you like to come see here after everything gets back to normal? Say Stuart
Thompson.
Yeah,
we're opening back up.
Go to, feel free to tag at Netflix as a joke. Feel free to tag at SiriusXM and all of their comedy channels and say, why aren't you playing more of this? So do that, people, because it doesn't cost you anything monetarily and it will get more great comedy closer to you, whether that's your ears or in person, when we can do that. So I hope people go and check it out, brother.
Me too, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, really that stuff really matters. Okay, let's talk about your podcast.
Sure. Yeah, it's developed from a live show my buddy Luke and I
did. You guys did the improv, right?
Yeah, we did it monthly at the Improv for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we started making it as a podcast. So it was called The Late Night Show at the Improv, but we made it The Late Night Podcast. That's L and an 8, mm-hmm. The number. And I wanted to create a late night show because I've always loved late night shows. Conan was someone I saw when I was 15. And I was like, oh, I want that job.
Right.
I was the first person. I was like, oh, I want that job.
Right.
And then, the talent coordinator at the time at the Improv said, like, hey, we'd like to have you do something here. What would it be?
That was Jamie probably then, right?
Jamie, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we just like went on a walk and he was like, and I said, I kind of want to do what Conan does. And he's like, well, why don't you just do that here?
It's so
and
great.
So, yeah. So I got my buddy, Luke Schwartz, our mutual friend.
Yeah. One of the nicest mean people I know.
Yes.
He wants to be mean so bad, but he can't. And then, like, as things keep getting better for him, it's a real struggle for him to admit that he's just happy.
Yeah, it's he is nice now.
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm moving the computer around because I realized that my battery is dying for a sec.
Oh, don't worry. It'd be hilarious if we already got all the important stuff out. We're just talking about Luke, which he doesn't deserve any time.
Yeah. So Luke's my bitter half, and I. I love him dearly, and I wanted to create a show that I wanted to see, and I wanted a talk show with legitimate tension frequently.
Sure, yeah.
That moment where Don Rickles comes and starts roasting Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm.
Yeah, or when he breaks Carson's cigarette box, and then Carson goes and interrupts the filming of his TV show to yell at him.
Yeah, those moments are the parts that I love about talk shows the most.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see if I could recreate that on a regular basis. And Luke and I sort of have that. I try to run it on a show and Luke interrupts it. Mm-hmm. And we talk to you, we talk to guests, people just that we enjoy spending time with. And we, it's more about a friendship than it is about the talk show or the guest.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love both of you, and I love that dynamic. So I can't wait till we get our world back and we can start doing it again and put me down as one of the people who want to come back as soon as we can all get together.
Yeah. And, if you want to come as yourself or if you're ever working on a character that you want to just try on the show, we're down for all of it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Who knows? I would probably do both.
If you want to come on as yourself and come on as, Mark Wahlberg
I feel like when we get everything back, the answer for many of us is going to be yes. Do you want a bunch? Yes, I do. Yep.
Yep.
Is there people there? Can I be around all of them? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm in.
Wait, is there also pay involved?
Oh. Well, yeah, that's where they get us because they know how much we love
showers.
It. Yeah. Awesome, dude. Well, I think everybody should check out the Late Night Podcast and the show when it comes back as well. Obviously, Dandy Man, wherever they can get it. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight, dude. It was great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Dan. It was a pleasure, and it's always nice to see a friendly face.
Thanks, buddy. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye, everybody. Thanks so much.
See you, man. Well, that was great. I hope people go and check out Stewart's album, Dandy Man. I also love the artwork. We should have talked about that. It's like if a comic was a superhero, and I bet it plays into one of the tracks on the show. So, or on the album. So go check that out. And I meant what I said. always be liberal with telling clubs and places like SiriusXM who you want to see or hear, because they believe you way more than they believe us. Because, well, they probably shouldn't believe us. We have a vested interest. You just want to be entertained, so they believe you. In the meantime, tonight's episode of The Goodnight Show was produced by Noah Eberhart. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon with production assistance from Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. Check out more of his stuff at cmdugan.com. Hey, if you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you can sign up for The Goodnight Show Weekend Edition. You can get a supercut of the week's worth of shows. We have extra episodes on there of stuff that we love to talk about, as well as access to the Hindsight podcast. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. We're not part of any network, which means your support really matters. You can also very easily support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. We're just telling everyone you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.